was recorded on the 9th of March 1972 in the Minnesota Press.
I knew you were here. And I love you.
I know.
Yes, dear.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I see so much common now. Oh, I think I am getting to know so much better than I did long time back. I mean, such a practical theater. Yes. Many of the old workers have died here. Encourage them, but I do beyond the steadfast day of queenship, guiding the sun to set the prolonging. Many people, unfortunately, were the temptation we had, and we had to fight. Such battles, you know.
Yes.
I don't think people today realize what we had to go down to fight, what we had to go through. People today, I suppose, Egyptians become the modern enemies. People have no idea what some of the pioneers had to contend with. But you know the basis. The basis of true spiritualism is the holy battle. I would like to see more interest aroused in the development of leadership in the prestige of the holy battle. You know, there's no doubt about it. The leadership came to the fore through the agency of people who react and develop themselves in my own name. I know the time is different and perhaps not differently, but I think that must be done to the Hope Circle, where people have faith and trust in the souls not from outside of life, who will develop the solution and make it possible for them. After a period of training in the right environment, for them later to go out and spread the gospel. But you know, the tendency today seems to me that people sit for a few months in some circle, not necessarily a private home circle where love exists, but in promiscuous groups of people where all sorts of entities come and do come. You know, not necessarily always good ones, I would say, because you know, unless you are contented and you are creating the right conditions, then you are opening up the door to trouble. I'm very perturbed about this, and I know a lot of the time. Of this mind are very concerned.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, we may not have been very well educated, but when we took the platform, it wasn't us, it was the guy who took it over and used us and spoke for us.
Yeah.
And this was the impact that we had upon the audience. This is the thing that matters. People may have heard someone has given information in not very good English in their normal state, but after they had sat down and carried the hymn with them and the needle up again in proud state, some wonderful soul with a great oration. You know, I remember those wonderful days when some of the needs which were the subjects in my think I should say, rather like myself, not particularly well educated. And indeed, life was a great struggle trying to bring up a family, trying to sort of do the things that one had to do in the routine of life. And yet, the point was that when we had to balance, we could go on the platform, knowing that it would not be us, it would be the guy.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter perhaps if someone gave them not a very good prayer or not very good English, if afterwards the guy who spoke gave wonderful oration and wonderful power and also gave through the medium wonderful clairvoyance. You know, perhaps this sounds like not a doubt, but you know, it is so true. The world is changed, I know, but there is this tendency today for people to take the platform before they are ready, before the time and an opportunity to really develop.
Yeah.
And indeed, other than that, I have not even given the opportunity to develop them. I find all this very despairing.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned about the movement today. I feel that although we gain respectability to some extent, and it's all become very lawful,
And to be dedicated, and this is a wonderful work in itself. And
the old days, that big crowd. All kinds of expectations, stuff, and spirits were demonstrated. But the old, not where I really already acknowledge. I remember those wonderful years, having been told those wonderful people that were associated, how dedicated, how what have we worked together. And I know that the world that seems, in varying degrees and in varying ways, in the SAGP and other organizations, all doing their work on this undoubtedly difficulty. But what I feel so anxious to get over is the need for that old example. Just recently, many of them, one, came to us. She was a sweet soul, and I knew her quite well. And of course, I knew Nora very well, and sent her his guide. And I remember those early years when he started the Link. Now, the Link was a wonderful organization. This was an organization started to encourage people to live in their homes, to develop their leadership, and they would be given the opportunity to do correspond with other circles, pass on the information, so that they learned from each other, at least occasionally in London, at big meetings, and they would have big demonstrations of leadership. And it helped also that mediums to find their feet. Now, this is a wonderful thing. I think it's very sad that there's no such organization today. I feel so comfortable. I have done many things that you probably know in the past. I always tried my husband to help and encourage me. But I'm a fast step, and I realize now that it's only one way.
In other manifestations. Thank you.